Look, I'm just highlighting the fact that in 2017, the budget is going to see significant cuts to the health and education sector and many other sectors, and this is going to affect 85% of the population of this nation who are already suffering as it is, you know. They're living in the rural areas, they're living in a situation where basic health services are not available for them, and these cuts are going to, they will be the ones who pay the price. For instance, this year, the 50 million kina allocated for church-run health services, well, that has been significantly cut. In July, that came to a grinding halt, and church-run health services, which are health services which fill up the gaps out there where the government is not providing basic health care services, well, they've stopped this, you know. And provincial governments are having to step in and take, you know, try to meet that shortfall and mitigate the situation arising from that that defunding situation, you know.
Well, it's easy enough for an opposition politician such as yourself to look at a big ticket item with a lot of money attached to it and say, look at all that money, we could spend it on other things. But what about the benefits to the nation of being able to host something like APEC? You'll have the President of the United States, the President of Russia, the President of China, all the major economies and them and the media coming. This will be a big thing for PNG and could really help the whole nation, couldn't it? There could be a lot of flow on benefits from this.
In what way?
Extra media attention, boosts to policing, for example. One of the things that Prime Minister O'Neill says is that half of the expenditure is going to be an investment in PNG's military and security.
Well, that's all very well, but that should have been done anyway without the need for APEC. You know, here is a situation where a poor nation is hosting a collection of wealthy nations who represent major transnational corporations and whose only interest in accessing the resources that we have here. The actual benefits to the average Papua New Guinean are very minuscule, you know. Our Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation, if you look at exactly what that means greater access to these resources via trade arrangements, via trade agreements, which often don't benefit the ordinary Papua New Guinean anyway. So I don't see the real benefit in this. $600 million to host a feast where the wealthy and their representatives come and discuss how to access our resources, and we are merely expected to sit and watch anyway. The benefits will be to those who actually are involved in the organizing of this event, those who are involved in the marketing of this event. Oh, they walk away with significant amounts of money to line their pockets, but the average Papua New Guinean, this means nothing to the person out there, the 85% who are in the rural areas, who are not receiving basic health care that they deserve, you know. This 600 million kina could be very well used in upgrading our hospitals and aid posts and building the roads and bridges that we need in this rural area so that people can access basic services.
What about intangible things like national pride, though? PNG will be the center of the world for a week.
For a week. And then? How does that... I'm trying to see here how this benefits the average Papua New Guinean. It is not going to make a difference to his bank account. Okay, in any way, he's surviving day to day with increasing costs of goods and services, you know, with a declining kina, and with the fact that remains, which is that he basically has no right to develop his own resources. He's merely there to expect whatever crumbs are thrown at him from the transnational corporations and the puppets they have in government and in various parliaments around the world.